Good afternoon, this is Ketchel Kirkham with Looking Up, a few minutes at the end of the week to think about astronomical things. Now, I'm doing a run of broadcasts about the history of astronomy in South Africa, about particular aspects of it, and I'm starting off with a very special one today, because today happens to be the centenary of the founding of the Astronomy Society of Southern Africa, and here to help us remember some of the things that happened and why the society was formed is Chris de Koning, and Chris is the director of the historical section of the Astronomy Society of Southern Africa, which people called ASA. So good afternoon, Chris.
Good afternoon, Ketchel, and welcome all the listeners.
And so now, the society was formed 100 years ago today, and where was it formed and why? What was the origins?
Okay, the origins starts actually 10 years prior to that, in that in Cape Town, due to the effect of Halley's Comet, group of enthusiasts decided to start an astronomical society. And that was started in 1912 and was known as the Cape Astronomical Association. So we had the centenary of the Cape Astronomical Association 10 years ago. And, well, they were a happy bunch, and they were looking up at the skies. And in time, a second society started in Johannesburg, known as the Johannesburg Astronomical Association. But then they got people from all over Southern Africa that joined them, from even up to the Copper Belt in Zambia. And then the idea started to amalgamate the two societies into one with a national body, and then you would have centers throughout Southern Africa, because their memberships were not just Cape Town and Johannesburg anymore, they were all over. So that amalgamation happened 100 years ago today.
Right, so that's why we have the Cape Centre now, which is the Cape Centre of the Astronomical Society of Southern Africa. A bit of a mouthful.
Yes, it is a bit of a mouthful, but it is a bit shorter than Cape Astronomical Association, at least.
Right, and so now, if people want to join one of these centres, I think the best way is to go onto Facebook and search for the Astronomical Society of Southern Africa or the Cape Centre. I think that will get you there now for those who are interested. But let's carry on and talk about the history of the society a bit. So now, what was it that the original Astronomical Society got up to?
Right. They were looking up at the heavens. From its inception, they were very strong on contributing to science. And our initial members, the first 10 years of the society, discovered, I'm now talking under correction, but I think 7 comets within that first 10-year time period. So the people were looking up, they were searching for comets, they were doing meteor counts, and variable stars was very, very important. The variable stars, people, for those who do not know, are stars that do not remain the same brightness. They brighten and then they would dim.
So that's a bit about the history of the Astronomy Society. It's been going for 100 years now, and the Cape Centre for 110 years, and long may it continue. So Chris de Koning, thank you very, very much for telling us something about how the society originated, and I look forward to seeing you at the next astronomy meeting, Chris.
Thank you very much, Ketchel, and I'm looking forward to the next 100 years.
Thanks, Chris. And for now, this is Ketchel Kirkham wishing us clear skies.